Hello, everyone, and welcome to Day 2 of Advent, where we share with you what stood out to us and why in Father Fernandez's meditations in conversation with God. Janelle, do you want to go?
So it's all about preparing ourselves to receive the Eucharist. And often, you know, sometimes we want to stay away from the Eucharist, especially if we're not feeling like we're in a good place spiritually. Well, this is what Father Fernandez has to say. If we sometimes feel cold emotionally or otherwise find ourselves lacking in fervor, we ought not, for that reason, to refrain from going to communion. We will get out of the state of numb insensibility we are in by making acts of faith, hope, and love, and by praying for an increase in these supernatural virtues. So he's not speaking like if you're in the state of sin, but he's saying like
mortal sin,
like he's basically saying like if you're kind of feeling numb about the whole thing, yeah. Like start making acts of faith, hope, and love, and then God will then like increase that fervor in your heart. And I feel like that's been true for myself. It's like the whole thing is like, why would I refrain from the very thing that I need to, to light that fire?
Right. Here's the other side, though.
Okay.
This is, we're receiving Jesus, body, blood, soul, divinity in the Eucharist. And so there's something intellectually within us that tells us we should be reverent. Mm-hmm. We should be passionate, too, about receiving Jesus. Because this is the one who's passionately in love with us. But what if we don't feel passionately in love with him? And we don't have those feelings of consolation. Should we still go receive the Eucharist? I think that's what he's getting at. But sometimes we think, well, then if we don't feel really passionately, does that mean we fall into lukewarmness? Because you don't want to be lukewarm. Because remember in Revelations, Jesus says something like, I wish you were either hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. So being in the camp of lukewarmness is not something that we want to be. And so sometimes I think we mistakenly assume that we're lukewarm because our feelings are lukewarm.
You've thought about this.
But I don't think feelings have to do with lukewarmness. Here's what Father Fernandez says.
But let us not confuse mere nervous or physical exhaustion or ordinary and inevitable tiredness with a deplorably genuine spiritual mediocrity.
So sometimes you don't have the passion for Jesus because you're just tired. Because you're sick. I'm sick right now. I've been battling this cold for over a week now. And so my energy levels for you are much lower. My thoughts aren't as quick. I'm not 100% here for you guys. And I feel like that was Jesus too. I'm not 100% because I'm like at mass. I was just, my mind was distracted and everything. Does that mean because I'm tired, because I'm physically sick, that I fall into lukewarmness? No, I'm just exhausted. I'm just tired. And maybe you feel that way too. You're exhausted with life. You're just tired. You don't feel passionate about Jesus because you're just tired. That's okay. What's not okay is when our passion for Jesus goes away because we've stopped praying, because we've stopped attending the sacraments. Sometimes our passion for Christ leaves because of simply bad choices like that. So if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and we don't have that passion, I think that's completely fine, because like life is gets in the way sometimes, and you get tired, and you have a child that goes at the back of the door while you're trying to do a video for people during Advent.
Should I let her in?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Come.
Who's this? Here. Are you feeling a little bit sick? Yeah. Whoever makes no proper preparation, whoever makes no effort to avoid or dispel distractions when Jesus comes into his heart, will inevitably fall into lukewarmness.
So that was the point I was trying to make. If we make no preparations for Christ, then expect to be lukewarm.
There will be those who say, that is exactly why I don't go to communion more often, because I realize my love is cold. If you are cold, do you think it's sensible to move away from the fire? Precisely because you feel your heart frozen, you should go more frequently to Holy Communion, provided you feel a sincere desire to love Jesus. Go to Holy Communion, says St. Bonaventure, even when you feel lukewarm, leaving everything in God's hands. The more my sickness debilitates me, the more urgently do I need a doctor. So that was a beautiful quote by St. Bonaventure. I love how he mentions, like, get closer to the fire. If you want to get hot, get closer to the fire. Go to Holy Communion. Go frequently.
By the way, did we say this is Catherine? Do I say hi? Hey. Blow kiss? One blow kiss? No? Okay. Mm.
I think it is important to mention, though, you know, we are not always in a position to be receiving Holy Communion. There are times when a person should refrain from receiving communion, such as the state of mortal sin. Mm-hmm. To receive communion in a state of mortal sin would be to commit a most grievous offense, a sacrilege. We should never go to receive our Lord if there is a well-founded doubt as to whether we have committed a serious sin in thought, word, or action. I think that's why it's so important to have a regular sacramental life where we are consistently going to reconciliation. We're often doing examination of consciences, because then I think if we do have the risk of mortal sin, we will be very aware of that.
I think sometimes if we find ourselves in mortal sin, many times we are contrite and we're sorry. We should not make the mistake of thinking, because I feel sorry for my mortal sin, then now I am justified to go receive the Eucharist. It's a beautiful thing to feel sorry for mortal sin, but for mortal sin to be forgiven, we need the sacrament of reconciliation. And it's not a message that we hear very often preached from the pulpit, but it's a serious thing to receive the Eucharist when we're not in the state of grace. And I want to give you an image to think about. I want you to imagine somebody in your life that you just admire, the person that you admire the most, maybe that you haven't seen for a long time. And by circumstance, they are going to come and visit you. But you don't bring them to your home when they show up. You bring them to this dilapidated rental property that has been condemned by the city. The roof is leaking, the windows are blown out, the front door is not there, it's mice and cockroach infested. And the person that you admire the most, you receive and you bring them to stay with you in this dilapidated, uninhabitable building. This would be a great dishonor to them, because the building is not suitable for life. And in a similar way, we may have this great desire to receive Jesus, but we're in a mortal sin. And it's simply the case that our soul is not in the condition to receive the author of life. Mm-hmm. And so it is necessary to go to the sacrament of confession, where Jesus forgives our sin and heals us. The thing about the dilapidated building is, man, sometimes things just need a total demolishing. But there is no hopeless case when it comes to the spiritual life. If we still have breath within our lungs and our heart still beating, it means that God is not done with you.
The struggle to live constantly in the presence of God throughout the day is an excellent preparation, as is the fight to fulfill our daily duties as well as possible.
When we speak about preparing ourselves to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we talk about prayer. We talk about going to confession so that we're in a state of grace. But something that's often overlooked is living the duty of the moment. Some of the spiritual writers often talk about the duty of the moment as the sacrament of the moment. Sacrament with a little s. Sacrament of the moment means that Jesus is present to us in every moment of the day. And one of the primary ways that we grow in holiness outside of the sacraments is just fulfilling our duties. In other words, living the sacrament of the moment. So here's an example. We're trying to do a video for you. But the main duty of being a mom and dad to little children is looking after them. So the duty of the moment for us is answering the door, bringing the child in, sitting Catherine, and just looking after her. For us, that's the duty of the moment. That is being faithful to Jesus. That's encountering Jesus. That's family life. That's the domestic church. And when you are faithful to the sacrament of the moment, it prepares you to receive the most excellent sacrament, the Eucharist. So friends, are you being faithful to the duty of the moment? And have you ever connected that to how it prepares you to receive Jesus in the Eucharist? Faithfulness to the moment prepares us for the moment when we will receive Jesus in the Eucharist at Mass. Share with us what stood out to you below in our ramblings. We're so grateful that you're journeying with us. and share these videos with other people if you think they would be blessed. And remember to say the rosary with us right up there.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.